I've been getting lots of congratulatory messages, and then someone sends in a voice message in respect to last week's episode. So I will share with you all, and then we're moving into this week's episode. So yeah, listen.
Wow. I'm usually attracted to happy stories and happy endings like this, so my dopamine levels are so high. Congratulations, Stephanie, Neka, Dollary, and who else? I think I'm missing a few folks' name, but it's not intentional, by the way. Welcome to the profession, you know, a profession that has a wide range of opportunities. And there's something that Dr. Dollary said. He said, write your own story. And if there's anything I took from that podcast, is that whether you are in the university or out of the university, you should be able to write your own story. It's more like saying, be yourself. You know, so I wish I could follow you guys on Instagram, but sadly, I'm not a fan of Instagram. Yeah, I know I'll be missing a whole lot of beautiful pictures there. So I'm thinking maybe I should do a podcast dedicating it solely to you guys, because I know your family and loved ones are so proud of you guys. Anyway, big congratulations to you guys. I'm so proud, and Godspeed in your future endeavors. Peace.
Hey guys, it's another fruitful week. I guess your week has been good. So I'm here again with my colleague. You know, mm-hmm. I promised you all that, you know, we'll continue the gist next week. Mm-hmm. So we're here now, and can't really have anything to say before we, you know.
Yep.
Is that all you
know? In the building.
Loud.
Let's do this.
Woo! Do you have any ghost stories?
Nah.
Yeah, I have one.
Tell us.
Okay, it was like we had just finished second year, and then in the middle of second year, like I and this guy, we got talking. He was so nice and all. So he told me that he got my number from a friend. Okay. So for me, I didn't ask like who he got my number from. I was like, oh, okay. So like we got talking, I liked him, he likes me, he asked me out. He had just graduated, I mean, like he was just a fresh graduate from Ken UST.
I see.
Engineer for that matter. So
woo!
So I think mechanical engineering. So engineering. So he asked me out. I was like, this kind of thing now. Forming how to get this kind of thing. So I was like, oh, okay, let me think about it. I mean, spend time, you know, analyze and things. So we were still talking. Then I went to Nigeria, of course. Then when I got to Nigeria, my phone spoiled. And I think, like, I didn't have, like, this account, this Google account, like, how you can back up, like, your contacts and all. So I finally got a new phone, and I was hoping that he'll send me a text, or maybe I'll meet a bunch of messages and all. And also, I didn't know the friend that he got my number from, so I couldn't even ask or trace. So I went on IG, Carol, like I stalked this guy, like I checked his name. Dear Anon, if you are listening.
Please, Anon is for anonymous. Just in case you're going to look for the person.
So yeah. I checked. I was really hurt. I was like, there's this guy that I really liked. Mm-hmm. Like, I would have said yes. Like, I was really sad. Like, it really pained me, and then I really liked him. And then he was also Ghanaian.
Ghanaians in the building. Yo.
Please, Carol is Ghanaian. I don't know whether she said that.
I didn't say, but I'm like, I just said Ghanaians in the building.
So yeah, that was it. Like, there was no closure, there was nothing. Uh-huh. At least I wanted to know, like, if I had done something, that kind of thing.
We're sorry.
Yeah. If I have ghosted anybody, I don't think so. But then if you feel or you think that I have ghosted you, apologies, you know.
But the guy, did you see him active on social media?
It was just WhatsApp that we were talking.
Like when you stalked him on. Stalked in him.
I didn't see. Like, active. I checked.
No new
I didn't
pictures.
See. I don't know his IG account. I was just guessing names and then checking. We're just talking on WhatsApp.
Okay.
Yeah. So you get the whole scenario. I was just trying WhatsApp. I didn't get no messages up till today. Dear Anna, wherever you are,
please repent and come give my girl the closure she needs. Okay.
I probably don't need it anymore. But...
Oh, okay. She doesn't need it anymore. Sorry, Anna. You can keep your closure.
Yeah, Anna. So, Carol, any ghost stories?
Okay, so ghost stories. Okay, I don't think anybody has ghosted me. Mm-hmm. Not to sound anything, but I don't think anybody has ghosted me. Because I'm not really forthcoming. Like, I don't easily let go of my space. Should I say my space?
Your personal space.
My personal space and my very private space. Okay. So I don't really it's not easy to get me to open up again. Let me just say something. To get me to open up. So I've not really gotten to the stage where I'll open up to you, then you will just ghost me. Because I feel like that would be very painful. Like actually scares me. I tend to overthink a lot. So probably instead of opening up, I'd rather jump to the part where what if I open up and he ghosts me? So I probably just keep into my shell. Yeah. Oh, okay. So probably I've not gotten to that part with any guy yet for him to ghost me. So that I would be looking for closure or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But so that's that one for those who have ghosted me. Mm-hmm. But for me, ghosting anybody, like I said, I'll probably overthink it and withdraw. Mm-hmm. So it might look to you like I've ghosted you. Mm-hmm. But I've not ghosted you. I've not ghosted you. I've not ghosted anybody. I just with you. Like, that's what I do. And I'm working on it anyways. Yes. All right. I'm working on it. But so I hope it's clear. I've not ghosted anybody.
But if you feel you've been ghosted,
accept my apologies.
Accept my apologies.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ghost you.
Okay. Carol, sorry. I didn't ask. Are you in a relationship?
No.
No. Please, okay, but then you have been in a relationship.
Something like that.
It's either a yes or a no, Carol. I don't know.
Next question.
It's either a yes or a
next question.
We'll get to the root of this.
Next question.
Okay, Carol, your take on girls dating married men.
Married men?
For me, it's a no-go area. I don't want to ruin someone's family. I don't want someone to ruin mine. I mean, karma is a bitch, you know.
A big bitch.
Agree. So, I mean, whatever you are doing today, you have to think of tomorrow. Exactly. You know, what goes around comes around and all that. So,
you know, some girls will bring the whole financial excuse, I'm from a poor. But I know some people, or I've heard, but actually don't know. I've heard stories of people who will be like, I come from a poor background. This person is, I feel like this person will provide for me. I can even provide for my family through that person. We get it. You come from a poor background, you need to. But is that the best way? I don't think that's the best way to get
I mean,
to.
You have a brain, you have hands to work. Why not hustle? Get your cash, do what you want.
And that you see, the word is called hustle for a reason. Because it's difficult. It's not easy.
Nothing.
Easy money is not the best, really. Easy money. We all in this generation, we all want easy money. Yes. True. But easy money, you will easily be spent on your hair. You will be trying to look good for the person. So that's that. Then why would you want to be taking another person's property in better for me anyway, property? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that's the someone has a bond, you know, the whole probably the person is married, they have a bond, they shared vows, they actually got married. Then you are intruding, the thing is a spiritual or something. Even the normal boyfriend thing, let's leave that. But the marriage thing is a spiritual thing. So the person has bonded, and you also want to go and bond. Is that equivalent bond or something? No. you shouldn't you shouldn't be doing that. Like, no, you can't be sharing. You can't be sharing.
Yes.
Just get your own. Get your own. Someone who treats you the best way possible.
Yeah.
Just don't, because it's not fair. I don't think you want that to be done to you. That some, and you think about the person's family, the children, everything. You don't want that to be done to you. So I don't think you should be doing that.
Girls out there.
Yeah, and you know,
guys having side chicks. Take notes.
You know, that's one. I feel like girls, just sometimes push guys to cheat. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, when a guy's in a relationship with a girl, that's when other girls are seeing him as a speck.
Yeah.
And they want to grab the person. So they will be doing extreme things, then taking extreme, going extreme lengths and all that to get the person. So some girls, please, sisters, let's change, because this is our behavior. We all know that's one of the reasons why guys cheat. Because if there are no available people for them to cheat with, then they are not going to cheat. Because they can't, not all of them will cheat with themselves. Right. So, yeah.
I mean, to every rule, there's always an exception.
Exactly.
Like, people can still go ahead and cheat and all that.
Yes. So, yeah.
Carol, I don't know, there was something that someone was telling me about. Like, she found out that a friend of hers, was cheating, and then this her friend went ahead, sent a text to the wife of the married man that she was dating, like that's oh, hope you know, like you have like something like a rival or something.
Wow.
Like the extent at which like people go these days,
girls,
like,
women.
I don't know what's going on. Like,
you know, that's why they usually say, like, not like they usually say. Anyways, but that whole reference to the daughter and daughters of Eve thing, because women are very dangerous. That one, the women, they are very, very dangerous. Because why would you? I feel like, honestly, you know, even in a friendship, people even say that a friendship between a guy and a girl is mostly stronger than a friendship between two girls, because either they will end up backbiting each other, those kind of things. So girls, sometimes we are not our best. Not like sometimes, most times, girls are not. We are not our best supporters. Yes, we are not our best supporters. So that's how a young girl, I'm sure you've been a young girl, will get the courage to go and test a grown woman. That I hope you have a rival. That's just stupidity.
Like, it doesn't make sense.
You need a shrink anyway. If you do those kind of things, you need a shrink, because it's not normal.
I'm a mental health advocate.
That you'll be fighting with someone over something. And you know that most times, it's just one percent that probably the man will leave the wife for the side chick. Mm-hmm. Probably most times they will just use you. You think that the money that they are giving you, they will stop. They will stop giving you money. Or you now see another person, you move on to another person. By the time you realize, please, Ace, it's real low. It's real low.
There are a lot of our
ARV drugs are getting shots.
Resistance.
And they are resistance way too. Don't be saying they are drugs, so you guys will be gallivanting all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it. Just don't do anything. I wouldn't do.
Abio, just live right and do the needful, please.
Oh,
I beg.
God.
Okay, Carrie, one last question and then this.
All too soon.
I'm sorry.
The end of a beautiful time.
I'm sorry. Okay, Carrie, there was something I saw in a movie, and I thought I should share. Probably ask you. And yeah. So let's say, okay, in this movie, this girl had like her partner was. It was a promotion event, like a functional thing. So she had chosen, the husband informed her that, okay, this is what's on board, so we'll be going for this thing. So the girl agreed and all. Then she chose a dress for the event, and then when he came, like, he stormed into the room, like, when she was changing and all, when she was dressing up. And then he said, oh, is this what you're wearing? I want you to wear this $3,000 dress.
Whoosh.
For this event.
Whoosh.
Like, I don't know, for you yourself, how will you react to that?
I think since you watched the movie, give us your reaction. I'm sure you thought about it, so they tell us.
See, when I saw this first, what I did first was I paused the movie because I could not understand what was going on. Like, the way he
did not know why going on
into the room, you want her to wear this 3,000 whatever, how matter how
what
much
whether it's pounds.
See, in the, I mean, in normality of everything, there's things that are just supposed to be said nicely. Things, there's how like you present stuff to people. I mean, nobody wants to be treated like rag. Nobody wants to be screamed at. Nobody wants to be scolded at. So I feel like he would have done it nicely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe call me my pet name,
darling,
sugar,
darling, my sweetheart, my ribs,
spine what?
My spine. Oh. Now, she's the one supporting you. Mm. Oh, am I lying? My spine, my ribs.
So, this is like, oh, what you're wearing is nice. I mean, a compliment also goes a long way. But then, like, I would want you to wear this. One. You know, mm-hmm. I already got it for you, like for this event. Why are you not wearing it? Why are you? But then, barging into someone's room and then he threw the dress at her. I just can't remember the movie exactly. So he was like, I want you to wear this $3,000. So actually, she actually changed. And me, I'm a stubborn person. Me, dear, I'm a stubborn person. I don't know. I might just insist and wear it. Or I can just decide to please you. I mean, it's your function. So I can just, but I won't be happy. And then we have to talk about it because I don't understand why you would want me to change. I mean, all the while I've been attending functions and all that. So why is it this particular one that you want me to change? Or I don't know. Mm-hmm. But that's, just do everything in love. Like, basically. Okay. So for you.
Okay. So for me. I'm very indecisive when it comes to dresses, when it comes to getting ready to go somewhere.
Okay.
So I probably would wear and ask you of your opinion. Actually, I probably ask you of your opinion,
mm-hmm.
as to what you think of my dress. Not like I'm going to take what you are saying. Mm-hmm. I just want an opinion, like a second opinion here. So probably that would be a reason why I think you would want to go and decide what dress, or give your opinion,
mm-hmm.
as to what dress I'm supposed to wear.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so that's that. Then however, you can't come and either shout at me through the dress at me or anything like that, because we are all lovely people here. We're all loving. We're all respectful.
Yes. Yeah, so.
Respectful. Let me stress on that. Respectful to each other. Nobody's shouting at anybody here. Nobody is coming to treat anybody as their subordinates, and you are them. No, no. So you have to come. As it has to even be a suggestion. Probably I'm gifting you this. Can you wear it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that. But it's not an order, because it's not an order for me to wear the dress. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Then $3,000. Okay, so $3,000 dress. That will actually stop me, and I'll say, okay, let's see this dress. That's $3,000. Let's see this dress, because well, who doesn't want good and beautiful things?
But well, you know, Carrie, it's not always about the price.
That's what I'm saying. Now I'm starting with that one first, so I'll probably appreciate it. That if it's once thing, not like every day you're going to buy me a $3,000 dress,
mm-hmm.
when we can use it to do something better.
Yeah.
But like if like for once, because I probably will stop and see,
mm-hmm.
what the dress like what dress is this.
Mm-hmm.
And this dress has to be like my style. You should know the style that, oh, this is the person I'm in a relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
I know this person, this will fit her, this is something she would want to wear. It's not something you would want me to wear,
mm-hmm.
something that I would want to wear.
Exactly.
And you think
something
it's
that
beautiful.
Suits me.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So it can't be something you saw on someone and you laughed and you were fantasizing about that person, and now you went to buy me the same dress that I should wear, so that I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Like, you get my point. But some people do that, like,
say
they see someone wearing some sexy dress, and, oh, well, since I want to be faithful, let me just go get that dress and give it to my partner to wear, so that, like, you know, guys like things that are pleasing to their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so probably go and get me the dress. But if it's not my thing, we are going to a formal function anyways. If it's not something I'm comfortable in, something true. I want, then it doesn't make any sense. But I don't know, like, I don't care how much it costs. Like, it doesn't make any sense. That means there's something wrong in this relationship, because then why are you gifting me this? Like, because you know that I'm not going to wear it because it's not my style or anything. And the shouting part or the throwing at people, that's definitely a no-no. The moment you do that, definitely that dress is not going to be worn.
A woman not even go for
yes
events. That dress, you go alone.
Or you probably going to look for a body to fit in that dress and take it along with you. Since it's the dress you want at, to accompany you, not the person, apparently. So, yeah. But if it's something that is my style, like, I actually, like, it looks like you thought about it.
Yeah.
And you presented it in a lovely way, you know, like, blessing say in a lovely way,
yes,
bring it nicely, I'll be like, oh darling, that's so sweet of you. You know
if there's no all,
then you are on your own. You are on your own. You go to that function on your own, because you can't come and be ordering. It has to, everything just has to be respectful and,
yes, so
and
very, so very loud, yes. Respectful, yeah. that's the key word.
The respect in the relationship is,
yes, so
it's the basis of everything. It's the reason why you won't cheat, because if you respect me, you definitely won't go cheat on me.
Exactly.
I feel like men who most times cheat on their partners just don't respect them.
True.
They just don't, because you can't tell me you respect something if even though, you know, when you're like your even bosses, you know, when you work in a company and your boss, you see those. Or let me see, since we are students, students and lecturers, you see the way we respect and fear some, not like, I'm not saying fear your partner, but the way you respect. Exactly. Sometimes fear can be seen as fear. It's not really fear, but like respect. This is the way you can fear some lecturer. You won't want to do something that the person will see you in a bad light, or the person will be disappointed. Let me see.
Exactly.
The person will be disappointed in
exactly.
you. So if, I feel like if you actually respect me, then you definitely know what you need to do. I don't need to come and tell you.
So guys, we've come to the end.
People, I was just getting into this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't worry, we'll do something else.
Definitely.
Oh,
you're gonna hear from me soon. Anyway, so this girl is leaving me.
Oh,
this fish. She's taking her great energy.
Oh,
her hyping skills. I hope you guys know about this girl's hyping skills.
Oh my goodness.
Hype of the year, oh, hype of the year.
Oh my god.
She's taking it all back to Omo Naija. Don't worry, guys.
Don't worry, Kara, come for your wedding.
Don't worry. Now, you are the one who come to hype. I can't say hype now. You are the hype woman of the day. You are hired. Don't worry, you're hired. And me too, I'll be there.
Yes, please. With Ashwebi and things.
Ashwebi. And you tell that one, that's okay. Why love?
It's just interesting how you're saying it.
Ashwebi, the Ashwebi squad. I will be there.
Yeah.
Repping live.
Yeah.
From GH. From Ghana, we'll be there.
So carry your IG handle. I mean, they need to see the face speaking, you know.
Anyway, okay, so what's my IG handle?
Are you asking me? Am I the owner of your account?
Okay, so
I think Caroline.
Yeah, it's Caroline. I think it's _Caroline_. So the Caroline is KARHO then line. KARHO. Then 242. Yeah, I forgot that, but it's Caroline 242. Wow. It's Caroline 242.
Please say it all over again. What's 242 there?
Oh, yeah. Caroline, my IG handle is Caroline 242. So Caroline, KARHO, then LINE, then 242. I'm sure it will appear when you search that. You know, I have a common name, so it's difficult to guess.
So you had to add some numbers.
Oh, my sister.
Please, why 242?
Please, now it's my birthday, anyways.
Oh, that's true. 24th February.
So if any guests, you guys can.
Oh yeah, it's next already year. Passed, but then you
we
know.
Are still accepting.
Okay, so yeah, the quote of the week, and then that's it. He'll stop cheating when we get married. He'll stop beating me when we get married. She will become financially responsible when we get married. Marriage hardly changes anyone. If they're a mess right now, they'll continue to be a mess after you marry them. So choose your partner wisely.
People, very important. don't go and end up in any abusive place.
I know. Yeah, I know.
So yeah, that's
thank you guys.
We love you all.
We delivered. Yeah. You know, so we're done. Bye.